Category 3 or 4 on Monday. Alabama's Republican Governor Kay Ivey apologizes for wearing blackface during a comedy skit at Auburn University in 1967.
Even though Ivey says she doesn't remember the skit, she apologized for her part in it.
I will do all I can going forward to help show the nation that the Alabama of today is a far cry from the Alabama of the 1960s.
Ivey says that college senior of the 60s is not who she is today and is not what her administration represents.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Weekend is at hand. Greg Budell, as we head into the weekend, what would you say is the current political climate?
Mr. Comey is a meathead.
Jay Scott, who's in charge on the weekends when you guys aren't around?
Bailey, the born hot dog.
Emily Hayes, what are you and husband going to do this weekend?
We are riding on the freeway.
Bailey, the wonder dog. Do you have weekend plans?
Of yours.
Guess not. And Rich Thomas, what does the weather look like this weekend?
The sun'll come out tomorrow.
Well, everybody enjoy the weekend. Now stand by for three men and a lady. Right, Bailey?
Of yours.
Bailey, you need enough chicken this morning?
WHB with three men and a lady, yours truly, Greg Goodell, Emily Hayes, Rich Thomas with the forecast, and our Duncan the Sun Predictathon is up on my Facebook page.
Play the game. Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
So we're almost Category 3 here now on Dorian. I'm looking at the latest. The airplane has found Dorian a little stronger. The Air Force reconnaissance winds at 110 miles per hour, moving northwest at 12 miles per hour. Expected to become a major Category 3 hurricane today. It will peak as a Category 4 hurricane. Apparently, the strongest winds, they have it at 72 hours out at 140 miles per hour near beautiful Freeport in the Bahamas. Our forecast calling for sunshine and hot today after a great morning with a morning low of 61. Look for a high today around 93, but tolerable humidity. Clear skies, cool tonight for area high school games. Comfortable overnight low 67. Tomorrow, Sunday and Labor Day, the humidity returns, and so does the risk of some hit or miss storms. With the high temperature in the lower 90s, lows at night in the low 70s. Then, as we get towards Tuesday and Wednesday, you know, we're hoping that the track of Dorian stays just a little to the east of us where there won't be any Alabama impacts. However, we're allowing the fact that there could be some fringe effects of Dorian here in Alabama. We just don't know yet because there are so many variable factors. Right now this morning with calm winds, temperature is a beautiful 70 at 809.
If I may ask a question about this graph I just brought up.
Mm-hmm. Probability of tropical storm force winds?
Yeah. Now, the purple is the darkest, and that's still in that corridor.
That's 90 to 100% chance.
Miami to Jupiter.
Of almost a certainty.
But this cone of doom, as I like to call it, does seem to indicate they think it'll cross the state of Florida into the Gulf. Or am I misreading that?
That's what this graph would indicate as far as tropical storm force winds. So we'll have a new update here by 10 a.m., but they are going in the mid-ground between the Euro and the GFS, and the GFS takes it to Tampa Bay, and the Euro takes it to Jacksonville later. So they're going to take the mid-ground with the Hurricane Center forecast.
It's still a good bit out there, too. By how many miles from the coast at this point?
It's like more than 200 miles from the farthest out southeast part of the Bahamas. So it's still a good piece away.
And if it takes this path, it'll hit Freeport more than it will. Well, actually, it could nail the whole Bahamas.
As a matter of fact, they have it over Freeport at 140 miles an hour.
Whoa.
If you take the center point of the National Hurricane Center line. And such a beautiful city. We used to have our weather conferences. The Bahamas government used to have us in every year. And we were in Freeport many years.
That's
at beautiful Ar Lucaya. Yeah.
So here's the thing. Even if I got tricky and tried to sneak down,
I don't know why. Yeah.
To see Janelle going down the west side of the state, assuming the storm does make that northerly turn. If it doesn't and it crosses the west, I'm driving right into the damn thing. Or
you're driving into a war zone no matter what you do.
I won't be able to get back here if it goes into the Gulf and then comes up this way.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll tell you what, you know, just to give you an idea how powerful you went down and surveyed the damage after Michael.
Michael, I sure did.
And I saw it and still saw it the last time I made the round trip coming back Highway 84 through southwestern Georgia.
You're talking about the inland damage, which was amazing.
Yeah, it really was. The other thing that was, I mean, there were buildings that were just a heap of rubble, and there were buildings next door that were completely intact.
That has to do with construction.
Construction, too. It was just amazing at what survived and what didn't. And that damage was still visible more than 6 months.
Absolutely.
After the storm came through at 11 past 8.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's talk about dripping and how, gosh, I have... We've all been in that situation in the middle of the night, and you're trying to put the pillows all over your head to stop hearing this drip, drip, drip. Plumbing, as you all know, picks the worst time to be a problem. And that's why it's good to know at Plumbing by Luke Wire, they are going to answer the phone in the middle of the night, in the middle of the Labor Day weekend, in the middle of whenever, to take care of your issue that with plumbing. And I used to have a big question mark in my mind. Who am I going to call this time?
This is Prez.
You know, even Prez would tell you that you just don't know who to trust anymore. But Plumbing by Luke Wire now is my go-to plumbing concern. And I love the fact that they pick up the phone, they tell me they're on their way, and then they assess the problem, they sit down with me, here's your problem, this is what it's going to cost, and then they go do it. And I love it. So, Plumbing by Luke Wire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call. Hey, check out the Whole House Plumbing Inspection, where they survey your whole house, and they look for problems that may be lurking that you don't know about, which is great peace of mind. Yeah. So, 264-9666 is the phone number, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Traffic at 812.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 8 o'clock hour. We have an accident for you. It's in a school zone. It's right in front of ACA on Wears Ferry Road, so please be careful if you're in that area. If you are on the boulevard, it's pretty crowded, and we see lots of congestion around I-85 and down around the Troy Highway. The interstates look like they're rolling along pretty well. We still have some slowdowns in the downtown area, so be careful there. And if you're coming into town on the 31s, we don't see any problems for you this morning. Be careful around the school zones. They're still in effect. Mini-term B classes at Trenton State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 9th to October 10th. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the law.
First on the scene, first to report, we are Eyewitness Fake News.
We're here on the surface of Mars talking with aliens.
Hello, Earth people. I am a Martian.
No one covers fake news and reports it like this.
This just in, the world will end in less than 24 hours. But first this from the new Chalupa Crunch Wrap.
If it's fake news, we have it first. Believe it or not, Eyewitness Fake News. That's a good crunch wrap.
Here's the real deal. 8:13.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Prattville police have opened a homicide investigation after they say a person was shot and killed Thursday night. This happened at the Candlestick Mobile Home Park. Police do tell us they have one person in custody for questioning. We now know that the man hit by a train Wednesday night in Coosada is a former Stanhope Elmore High School principal and football coach. 89-year-old Conrad Henderson is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police tell us he is in stable condition. This wreck happened at the intersection of Coosada Parkway and Pecan Grove Road. And a former eclectic city councilman has died at the age of 88. Charles Powell passed away on Tuesday. Powell was a city councilman in Eclectic for 12 years. He also served as a Montgomery firefighter for 20 years. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The first of two this hour.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Oh, thank you so much. Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. If you couldn't tell from that thunderous applause.
Thunderous.
So it's a little after 8. Maybe
you want real thunder? Give me a minute. What? See what I can work up.
Thunder?
For you. No.
What? Got all kinds
thunder.
Of
thunder. Oh, get the thunder.
Oh Lord, no. Listen, let me tell you about something that'll rock your world. The Seafood Bistro, 1651 Perry Hill Road. You want to talk about flavor explosions?
Flavor, got the flavor.
Stop by and see them for lunch or dinner. Lunch and dinner if you're just feeling in the mood for it. Totally okay to do. You know, we talk about being stuck at your desk, missing your lunch break because you've got so much going on. I've really felt that this week, like being stuck here in the building.
Thanks, Jay.
With Jay gone. But the Seafood Bistro can be delivered to you. Just utilize one of the local delivery apps. You can get the Seafood Bistro brought to you. You can take a break from work. Take a break from cooking dinner. Go to the Seafood Bistro. Dine in. The folks there are super kind, and the menu is fantastic. Something for everyone, literally. And don't forget about the wings during football season. Check them out online at theseafoodbistro.com. Follow them on Facebook to stay up to date with daily specials. We love the Seafood Bistro.
Yes, we do.
Here's something unusual. It's one of these little odds and ends that we get in our daily service. Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
That's where the Amish are.
Yeah.
It was once the capital of the United States for one day, and the day it was the capital was my birthday.
Well, what about that?
Why was it the capital for one day?
That's the question that demands to be asked in this situation.
Why?
Because the British had captured Philadelphia.
Oh.
So they moved the capital to Lancaster and then to York, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Where it was the capital for about 9 months.
Yeah. The Confederates had a train for a while there when they were moving their capital because they had to. And that car is the War Department. That car is the...
Wow.
The... specific date, September 27, 1777.
How about that?
I had never heard that before.
Lancaster.
You know, and there's all sorts of stories about people that were like president for a day, technically, but they've never really been acknowledged as a president. Stories like that. We have our Morning Maroon nominees coming up later in the hour, but we need to play a game because we want to give away a Seafood Bistro gift card.
What do you have in mind?
Well, I didn't like our conundrum options today.
Okay. We didn't even get to look at the conundrum
options. We haven't seen them.
Well, one I knew we did before.
Okay.
And the other one just stunk. Take my word for it. Don't I have enough credibility with you guys?
Yeah, I reckon.
To have earned that.
A little bit.
To make a decision.
Slightly.
But we could play the baloney game.
We haven't done that in a long time.
We haven't, and it's fun, and it's edumacational.
Okay.
It's kind of like truth or baloney, but you have to pick out the statement that is baloney. 2 out of 3 times.
I see.
You have to pick the baloney statement.
Yeah. This is me changing the rules on the game. Running back to it. We'll do it a little bit differently.
Your show. You get to make the decisions.
Oh, you know what? They always give me the show back when they don't like what I'm doing. That's when it becomes my show.
Right.
Your idea sucks. It's your show.
Right.
No skin off our back. We'll just work with the next guy they put in here.
Shut up.
So I will read you a statement with 2 answers. You have to pick the baloney answer.
I see.
And get 2 out of 3 right. So who's going to be our guinea pig here?
Call me, Alabama.
This is radio history.
Okay, radio history.
Radio history. Because this is the first time we're going to play the game this way.
Okay.
We're never afraid to reinvent the wheel on the show.
Lady who looked behind you, that's signing every word that the governor is saying. That would be such a ridiculously hard job. But some of the signing stuff she just did was...
One time that some dude was up there faking it.
Oh, like, that's right.
Basically just doing like the Macarena.
That's right.
That's true. Yeah, they caught that after the fact.
Yeah, right? Way after the fact.
Yeah.
I'm sure people that read sign language were like,
what is this clown?
But let me just say this, because they've had this rodeo so many times since the turn of the century.
Right.
That, and I got to give Jeb credit.
Jeb was great in 2004.
Did an awesome job and put into place systems that have made hurricane recovery a lot faster. I mean, the kids were under Irma for 39 hours.
Uh-huh.
And they had the streets clean and the power on within 72 hours.
2004 was the year of the fearsome foursome in Florida, when Florida had a big bullseye on itself.
Give yourself a hand, Jeb.
Yep, please clap.
Bless it, Jeb.
All right, Amanda, you're going to play this game with us?
Yes.
Hey, Amanda.
Don't sound so nervous. We're your friends. And in fact, I'm going to, because they don't know the answer to this, I'm going to let you reach out to Emily and Rich for help.
I just want you to know I'm not very smart.
Reach out and touch them.
So let's get the game intro going.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, now here's the deal. I'm going to read Amanda's statement. I'm going to give her 2 answers.
Okay.
She has to tell me which one is the baloney answer.
All right.
Your first statement, if you have a red dot on your glabella, you would be A, a Hindu, or B, have a pre-ulcerous condition? Which one is the baloney? Again, if you have a red dot on your glabella, you would be A, a Hindu, or B, a pre-ulcerous condition. Which is the baloney statement?
The pre-cancer. The second one.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. That was the baloney answer.
Yeah. Isn't this fun?
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
You liking it so far?
I love it.
I'm having a great time.
It's so great.
Yeah, when you guys support me like this, I want to go home and make you lunch. All right, so you're halfway to glory, Amanda.
Yay!
All right. The phrase, the whole nine yards,
right,
came from the length of ammo belts in World War II. That's answer A. Or B, the National Football League. Again, the phrase, the whole nine yards, came from A, the length of ammo belts in World War II, or B, the National Football League.
You're picking the baloney answer, not the one you think is right.
Right.
A or B.
I need help.
Oh, okay. I think it's the ammo is correct, which would make the National Football League baloney. That's just my idea.
Do you trust Rich Thomas here?
I would.
So I would say B, but you can say whatever you want.
Let's go with B.
Winning. That is the winning answer. You get it 2-for-2.
Yay! You won!
A Seafood Bistro gift card.
Yay. Wow.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
You changed your life. But
it
wait
is
a minute.
Wow.
No, wait a minute.
But wait a minute. There's more.
There's more because we're doing a big drawing at the end of the show. You could be a double winner. It's happened before.
It has.
And one of the things we're giving away in that drawing at the end of the hour is a tailgate to-go package from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And that is a party-sized tray of wings, gooey fries, mm-hmm, salsa, queso, and chips, plus a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. So hang on. You will be in that drawing.
Yeah, let me get your info. Don't go anywhere. Roll Tide.
Want to play baloney with me?
Okay.
Let's see.
You put some cheese on it?
Tell me which one is the baloney.
All right.
Composer Ludwig van Beethoven would stimulate creativity by A, pouring water over his head, or B, standing on his head. Which one is the baloney answer?
It seems to me I've heard this before. I think the baloney answer is standing on his head.
Winning. You get extra bacon on your BLT.
Oh, God, I'm a winner.
Let's do one more.
All right.
The settlers at the first Thanksgiving feast referred to themselves as A, pilgrims, or B, saints. Which is the baloney answer?
What was the second one?
Congratulations, and keep listening. What, you might win at the end of the show.
A, pilgrims, or B, saints. The settlers at the first Thanksgiving referred to themselves as which one?
Well,
I mean, the baloney answer.
I don't know the answer. So,
Plymouth Rockers.
See, I want to say they called themselves pilgrims, so I'm going to say that the baloney answer is saints. Wrong.
No, okay. Losing, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, they call themselves saints
is that
at
right?
that first Thanksgiving.
Pilgrim.
So now you're back to three slices of
bacon.
Well,
when they come marching in.
Did you see what he just did there?
Saints come marching in.
I think I'm influencing Rich, and that's a disaster for radio in general.
Uh-oh, the phone's ringing.
Again? Find out who it is, and then we'll come back to their call if they'd like to talk to us after we visit with Mr. Balake down in the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through our Friday morning traffic, and we still see police working the accident on Wears Ferry Road right near ACA, so be careful if you have to go through that area. There's another accident on the south side. It's at Delray and Siebel's Road, so be careful if you're in that area. Traffic on the boulevard is still busy. Watch out around the intersections. We don't see any big problems on the interstate any longer. They look like they're back up to a speed limit ride. And if you're headed into town on the 31s, everything looks good for you this morning. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you make this school year fantastic. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, Shoe Station, and more. Premier place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
A26, Kuta.
Good morning, y'all.
What's up?
What's happening?
I just want to say that several months ago, over a period of several months, I had won the Seafood Bistro three different times.
Yeah.
So I've been sitting here with three gift cards for a long time. We finally redeemed them yesterday.
Oh.
First time I'd had seafood bistro.
It changed your life.
My son had gator. He wanted to try gator. But I wanted the shrimp po' boy.
Right.
With a stout order of fried okra.
Yeah.
That's the jam.
The okra was enough by itself to fill me up.
Right.
Yeah.
But I couldn't pick the po' boy up and eat it because there's too much shrimp on it.
And the shrimp that fall out of it is enough for the next meal.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
I ate about half of the shrimp before I could pick it up and that's eat it true. As, you know, like a deli.
You are right, you're right.
Delicious.
Yep. Well, good. We're glad.
Glad you enjoyed, Cooter. We appreciate it.
Take care, buddy.
And Rich?
Yes, sir.
Rich,
mm-hmm.
I appreciate the work that you do with the weather, especially like with this hurricane coming in. I know you're going to be putting in a bunch of hours, and believe me, it's appreciated.
Well, I appreciate that. I was up at 1 o'clock this morning and started working on it, and I'll have a computer in front of my face for the next 5 days or 6 days or seven. But thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Y'all all have a good one.
All right.
You know, I wonder, because Jack Ingram's got that Hummer under 10.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should go get that.
You
and
mobilize,
that could drive down.
Mobilize.
The Hummer could go through a storm, right?
Certainly.
Isn't that a vehicle
Certainly.
That was designed for military use?
I think so.
Let me see if it's still there. I need to check. It's beautiful, by the way. It is jet black. The interior is in amazing condition. And you can own a luxury H3 Hummer for under $10,000 at Jack Ingram. Let me just take a quick look, because that's such an unusual. Guess what?
Is it gone?
Somebody else needs to go to Florida.
What?
I said the other day, I said, you better get, if you're interested in this. In fact, one of our listeners called that morning and said, tell them I'm on my way. So, no, it's gone.
Oh, wow.
They got some great vehicles available under 10. That's not to say that was the only desire. Just for, you know, driving through a Category 4 hurricane, I thought that might be my best option.
That might be the quickest that we've gotten something on and out.
Well, we're happy to do it. They have some new additions to the category. By the way, close to $5,000, 2007 Jeep Liberty Sport. That was really babied, looking at the mileage here. 2010 Nissan Murano, that's an awesome SUV. And a 2013 Volvo. If safety is important, you have a new driver in the family, that's certainly worth a look. A Chevy Tahoe from 2001. It is, man, it is a beast. Get over there and check it out. Oh, good news. The Hummer is still there.
Wait, you found it?
Yeah, I got the pictures up. Look at this. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dang.
That thing looks assembly.
That is sharp.
Yeah, under $10,000 for all of this. Look at the interior.
Is that two-tone?
Yes. Black and tan. Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that would get me down to where I need to go. And they show you pictures of every angle of the interior next year. That's why it got moved up from its old spot, because they got the pictures in. Check it out. Under 10, Hummer H3 Luxury at Jack Ingram. See Tip James and his team. They offer over 20 different financing options, so don't let credit get in the way of getting new wheels if that's what you need at Jack Ingram. Signature used cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass or jackingram.com.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through our Friday morning traffic, and we still see police working the accident on Wears Ferry Road right near ACA, so be careful if you have to go through that area. There's another accident on the south side. It's at Delray and Siebel's Road, so be careful if you're in that area. Traffic on the boulevard is still busy. Watch out around the intersections. We don't see any big problems on the interstate any longer. They look like they're back up to a speed limit ride. And if you're headed into town on the 31s, everything looks good for you this morning. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you make this school year fantastic. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, Shoe Station, and more. Premier place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Labor Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
It's the Labor Day weekend. Hard to believe, but summer's practically over. And what's next? Halloween, then Thanksgiving, then Christmas. And then it's the next year. And then another summer, and then another Labor Day, come and gone. And your kids grow up, grade school, high school, college, and then they start having kids. And you just keep getting older and older, and then the dementia starts. And you have to move into assisted living, and then you get emphysema, and you spend the rest of your life on a respirator. So take advantage of all the great Labor Day sales this weekend before it's too late.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Mr. Sandman.
It's a great time to save at Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. We're loaded with truckloads of mattresses and headboards from Jameson, Serta, Fashion, Largo, and others just in time for our humongous Labor Day sale and the store closing sale in Millbrook. From now to September 15th, we are giving amazing discounts on mattresses, lift chairs, adjustable bases, bedroom furniture, and more. Mr. Sandman's Millbrook location is closing, and everything there must be liquidated. All floor samples in stock have to be sold fast. Twin mattresses from $99, thick full from $249, queen pillow top sets from $399, extra long twin mattresses from $229, great for college students or adjustable bases. With over 80 models to choose from, all discounted, we are a must visit if you need a new mattress. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, next to the Citgo station, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Of alcoholic solution. Hide the bong when the cops come around. Tapping that keg today. 3 day holiday. And we're drinking the weekend away. It's Labor Day again. Oh yeah!
The Dan Morris Show.
Who? He's. You'll be surprised if he changes his own music to Tony DeFranco starting today.
Yeah, that could be a problem. I found that just in time to drop it over the end of the song.
Joey.
We'll be here with Dan Morris and me later on this afternoon. And by the way, the Duncan and Some Predictathon is up. Number one for the season. We're doing the Auburn, Oregon Duck Game. 57 predictions so far. Get yours in there. It takes 5 seconds to go to my Facebook page. Look for the Auburn logo. Post your prediction on the game. Go with your gut. That's how most of the people that win this thing say they did it. They just have an instinctive feeling, and that's how they do it.
My face hurts from laughing.
I was able to amuse you.
No, you tell me how I'm funny. Funny like a clown?
Like a clown funny? Do I amuse you? Yeah. One of those kinds of things. We never did get to do animal stories today. We had a bunch, too. We've been so busy. And ducks. And other beasts. But we won't have time. But I feel like fall officially starts the day we do the first Dunkin' Sub. This is interesting. I know a lot of parents personally who have sent kids off to college, mm-hmm. start their freshman year.
Right.
And already there's a story out of a threat on college campuses about college kids all over the country overdosing on tuna fish.
Why? I'm sorry?
The University of California at Santa Cruz did a survey this summer. And here's what it said.
Our survey said,
most college kids don't know that tuna is loaded with mercury because of pollution, and they eat a ton of it. Too much mercury in your diet can cause your face to look like a thermometer. Actually, it can do things like anxiety, mood changes, memory issues, depression. Can also mess with your vision, hearing, motor skills, and speech. Now, you have to eat a lot of tuna for that to happen, but as in the movie My Cousin Vinny, what were they picking up at Sack of Suds on the way to the school?
Tuna.
Right.
That's what got them in all that trouble. A 140-pound adult should only eat chunk light tuna twice a week and solid white albacore less than once a week. That's a funny line from All in the Family where Archie Bunker once said, "You're hanging around my neck like an albacore." Albatross was the word he couldn't hear. Anyway, I kind of thought they had solved that whole mercury problem with fish, that it wouldn't be going on. We are at 8:39 after Rich gives us the latest weather. I've got a suggestion for your Labor Day weekend.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Do you know how many, if you do the weather like I do, do you know how many family and friends have called me from Florida to get my take on what's going on with Dorian? And my heart bleeds for them because it's heart-wrenching to know what's going to happen here with a Category 4 hurricane heading for the state of Florida. We'll keep you up to date. And by the way, a good way to stay on top of the action is to get our weather app on your phone or tablet. You can get access to all my videos and blog updates, and I'll keep you up to date throughout the weekend and in through next week as we continue to track Dangerous Dorian. Meanwhile, for us, what a beautiful start to the day. 61 was the coolest day of the week and by the way, the coolest day of the summer so far. And the coolest since last spring. So very nice out there this morning. We're going to have a high of 93. I know that sounds ridiculously hot, but it's going to be a relatively tolerable, as far as humidity levels, 93. Tonight's low 67, so a good night for area high school games. Then tomorrow, Sunday, and Labor Day Monday, humidity returns, spotty hit or miss storms here and there, highs in the low 90s, lows at night in the low 70s. And beyond Monday, we'll continue to watch the track of Dorian and hope that it doesn't have any direct impact on Alabama's weather. Are we off the hook? No, I'm afraid not. We have to watch it. Right now this morning with 70 degrees, it's beautiful out there at 8:41.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
You know, there are people out there right now
People who need people?
Well, they're suffering from PLWE.
What is PLWE?
It's pre-long weekend envy.
Pre-long weekend envy.
Yes, because they have friends, family members that are going to be on the lake, on the water, going off-road, exploring somewhere in Alabama while they're watching Andy Griffith over the holiday weekend.
Andy?
That's right. PLWE can be solved with one visit to Adams Motorsports. That would be our friend Terry Adams, the much beloved and glory.
Ouch.
It was a little strong.
A little loud in my ear.
Prime Minister of Playtime, I want the trumpets to be heard across the kingdom.
Well, I think they have been.
He started oozing tuna fish.
He could do it today. You go to see, and by the way, this is perfect. Because today and tomorrow are the last 2 days of the month. Mm-hmm. So, like Terry says, come in and make any unreasonable offer. We will listen. But he could have you on the lake in your new Kawasaki jet ski.
Ooh.
Ready to go for the whole weekend ahead. And then for many weekends for years to come. You know, they have a great service department at Adams Motorsports to service your purchase. Whether it's a Kawasaki jet ski or a Kawasaki motorcycle. Or motorcycles by Suzuki. Scooters that get it well over 100 mpg by Kymco. And, of course, the great Polaris product line. You have to see these things. What they've done. You know, if you haven't seen off-road vehicles in a while, it's really an amazing thing to see because they are built with a visceral military roughness, you know, like they could take anything, but they've engineered some comfort into the cockpit of these machines that's amazing. They've really, really come a long way in product development. At Adams Motorsports, they have direct relationships with all the manufacturers, so you can get financed through them at their standard, not some stuffy bank. And that means real low interest rates. I can't name the specific interest rates per manufacturer, but almost always well under 5%. So see Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, 24/7, AdamsMotorsports.com. The much beloved and glorious. Is that better?
Yeah, it was way
much
better.
Much better, thank
Prime
you.
Prime Minister Playtime. I think I'm going to go back to calling him Overlord of the Great Outdoors. Morning Maroons next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. We now know that the man hit by a train Wednesday night in Coosada is a former Stanhope Elmore High School principal and football coach. 89-year-old Conrad Henderson is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police say he is in stable condition. This wreck happened at the intersection of Coosada Parkway and Pecan Grove Road. Prattville police have opened a homicide investigation after they say a person was shot and killed Thursday night. This happened at the Candlestick Mobile Home Park. Police do tell us they have one person in custody for questioning. And a former Eclectic City Councilman has died at the age of 88. Charles Powell passed away on Tuesday. Powell was a city councilman in Eclectic for 12 years. He also served as a Montgomery firefighter for 20 years. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery. There's no doubt about it. They have the absolute best selection of rustic furniture anywhere in the River Region. I stopped by and I checked it out myself. You're going to love the rustic style of furniture, especially the ones with the sliding barn doors. Hey, if you're looking for the rustic look in entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, you're going to find it at the Depot. The Depot also has a wide variety of rustic decorative accent items. Oh, and check out those metal wall signs like the ones that say Lake House, Farmhouse, Beach House, plus Roll Tide and War Eagle, too. Listen, if you're looking for rustic furniture, then it's the Depot Furniture Gallery. They're inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82. Other locations include Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, and Arab. More locations coming soon. Visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Labor Day weekend.
3 days off.
Weekend!
Yeah! Oh, it's Friday. We're heading into the weekend.
We are going to have so much fun this weekend.
The fun is about to begin.
It's the weekend.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Let's party!
It's party time.
Everybody wants a new romance.
What are we going to do?
Road trip.
Party.
Party time.
Everybody's going off the deep end.
Are you a thrill seeker?
There's a party!
Everybody needs a second chance. Oh,
yeah! Let's all go road trip!
Well, it looks like a short trip after all.
It's so fun!
Partay.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
The weekend has landed.
Let's break out here and have some fun.
Fiesta.
Everybody's going off the deep end.
This calls for a celebration.
Party on.
Everybody needs a second chance.
Oh. The Doug and his Unpredictathon has returned. Visit my Facebook page. You don't have to be a friend or a follower, although we always appreciate friend requests and new followers. Look for the duck logo for the Oregon-Auburn game and make a prediction. And if you are the first person to post the precise outcome of that game, you will win the works, which is a complete service on your car, including vacuuming it out.
Vacuuming!
At Don Duncan All-American Tower and Auto with three locations, you can redeem it at any of them, plus a $100 gift certificate that you can use towards tires or any other service you need on your vehicle. So, let's get to it. Let's get the participation going here.
Right.
Okay, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Kere.
Oh, no, I didn't know what participative. Oh, that's later. That's right.
That's the last thing we do.
That's like 6 minutes away. Right.
You got a right to be. Can we get this pot three fixed?
What, I don't know what you're looking at me like I'm made of money or something and can buy a new board. I'm in radio.
I mean, we've been dealing with this for months, and I'm tired of it. All right, our first nominee is a guy in Tennessee who is suing Popeye's Chicken over this chicken sandwich thing they got.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, Craig Barr from Chattanooga is suing, claims he wasted, quote, countless time driving from location to location to try to find one that wasn't sold out of the sandwich. There are conspiracy theories, by the way, that they did this deliberately. They only said so just to get this kind of publicity.
I don't doubt it at all. It's clever.
He is suing them because on one drive he blew a tire and cracked his $1,500 rim.
Okay.
He was swindled out of $25 by a guy on Craigslist who claimed he could get Craig a sandwich and then stiffed him. And you deserve a maroon nomination for buying a sandwich off Craigslist. And then he says he was humiliated when his friends mocked and laughed at him. So he's suing them for false advertising, deceptive business practices. He believes they intentionally understocked stores to build the buzz.
That's ridiculous.
But if it's that important to you...
I did see one of the chicken sandwiches on sale on Prattville's Marketplace on Facebook for $35.
For a Popeye's chicken
yes!
sandwich? Good Lord, get some patience, people. The whole scam will be over.
Oh, my gosh.
Soon enough. All right, nominee number two, we go to Wisconsin, eh?
Hey.
You want to?
Yeah. Up there in Wisconsin.
Cheese town, man.
Cheesy. Oh, got to get the snow off the roof.
By the way, the Wisconsin Dells are a lovely place to visit. There are many things that stink up a house, like cabbage, even when I steam it.
Oh, it's true. It's true.
31-year-old guy in Menasha, Wisconsin, was cooking cabbage at home on Sunday. His 55-year-old father confronted him about it. They got into an argument, then a physical fight, which involved the son hitting the father, threatening to kill him, and grabbing a meat cleaver. The son took off but came back later and then fired gunshots at the house in a car over cabbage.
Well, obviously, cabbage was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Well,
here.
We know it smells like. Come on. It's so good for
it
you.
It does stink up the house. You can also tell that you've been steaming broccoli, too, for a long time.
Mm-hmm. This guy's been arrested for battery, disorderly conduct, recklessly endangering safety, and criminal damage to property over the smell of cabbage.
Yeah.
And then we have a guy from Minneapolis.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, he got arrested. Talk about jealous rage. He found out that his ex-girlfriend was dating a guy, and in his jealous rage, went and dumped thousands of screws on the road near her house because he wanted to prevent her from driving to see this new guy.
Oh, that's screwy.
Well, check this out. 150 other people did get flat tires as they passed over the screws. They estimate about 12,000 sheetlock screws.
He didn't think it that far in. It wasn't just going to be the one guy. Yeah.
No, he's got 150 people he's going to have to take care of.
I'm torn between him and the useless litigation guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because our court systems, we hardly have any criminals in America.
There's other stuff needs to be done.
I'm leaning towards the screwy guy.
Okay, I'll give you screwy guy.
Yeah,
I think we're in agreement.
There's something screwy around here.
It's that guy.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
He is an ultra-maroon. At Lewis Lawn right now, in their big new showroom, they feature tractor-style mowers, and as we get towards the end of the mowing season, it's not here yet, but the new models will be coming in, and great deals are being made on Echo, Exmark, Toro, and all the great brand names they carry. Steel blower. You'll be glad you have one of those in about a month or so when the leaves start to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And that cleans up that debris just in a matter of seconds. I've had mine for 7 years, and it still fires up. I've never had to have it serviced. You prime it, pull it, and it goes.
That's amazing.
Yes. It'll also dust off your porch and patio in a matter of seconds, and it's just something every shed or garage should have. Lewis Lawn can also service anything they sell. So if you're looking at chainsaws and things like that, whenever they need to be fixed, you bring it right back to Lewis Lawn because your warranty card means something. Great service from the counter folks like my little buddy Hannah. The Lewises are just fabulous members of our community. And Chad Sasser is the guy that's got all these special pricing options and so forth on inventory in-house. So for the best deal, please visit some people that have been a big part of what we do on our News Talk for over a decade now. And that's Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call them at 244-9191 for Lewis Lawn.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I think you'd like this next thing coming up here, Rich.
Okay.
I think.
my darling spouse. You won't be seeing me around the house now that football has resumed. I'll be down in the rec room to see who is beating whom. Goodbye, my wife, the kickoff's near. And I just bought a brand new case of beer. You won't see me for 5 whole months. I'll be downstairs getting drunk, watching tackles, kicks, and punts. Oh, the joy, oh, the fun. Football season has begun, and I won't be seeing you till the season is all through.
That is good.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and today it is a rich segment.
It's rich!
It's a big segment with great things to give away, starting with The Works.
Okay.
From Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, complete service on your vehicle, redeemable at any of their 3 locations. Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison and on Bell Road, just north of Long. Let's see who our winner is.
Number 22.
John B.
John B.
John B.
All right. I got so yelled at by somebody that used to work here.
Yeah.
When John B was on the line, I said, "How's your sloop?"
Oh,
she
sloop
thought that was the
John
dumbest.
B. Yeah, Beach Boys.
Well, that's the first thing I thought of when I read his name, was I heard the song start in my head.
You know, they didn't do it first. Somebody did it before them.
I did not know that.
What? What's,
not the Statler Brothers.
Well, I'm going into Labor Day weekend with my Beach Boy paradigm completely blown to smithereens. All right, up next we have a tailgate to-go package from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. A party tray of wings, gooey fries, nice and sticky and yummy, chips, salsa, queso dip, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. And the winner is...
Number 5.
Oh, wow. Steve B.
Steve B. And Steve, get your butt to the station today and pick that up and have it ready for the game tomorrow.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. And then finally, our grand prize is a $159 value Clark Club membership. 2 annual tune-ups to your system, guaranteed urgent care service to...
Number 29.
29.
Marilla.
Marilla, newest member of the Clark's Club. And again, that's 2 annual tune-ups to your system, guaranteed priority service discounts on parts and labor should you need a repair.
What a good day.
And since they tune your system, it kind of puts money back in your pocket if your system has been running in New Jersey.
Sure.
We did this one yesterday, right? We'll throw this
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Wow, all this preparation and left us with a minute before the bus pulls into Camp News and Views.
I hope that you guys have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you.
If you want to get together for the Greek thing, let me know.
I may want to do that because, that's coming up Sunday at the...
Monday.
Monday, study at 9 a.m.
You know when that's going to be? It's going to be Monday at 9 a.m. until sold out, and it's always sold out.
Yes, it is.
Authentic Greek barbecue and pastries.
It goes so... It runs smoothly. And when you drive up, they have the system going, and they have a lineup of people that take care of you, and it goes very smoothly.